This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. A program targeted at low-income people with young children is getting a refresh. The Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, better known as WIC, serves low-income pregnant and postpartum parents and their kids up to age 5. The USDA's updated food package for WIC users includes a boost to the fruit and vegetable benefit and takes into consideration dietary and allergy restrictions on things like whole grains and dairy options. This comes as some lawmakers are pushing for more purchasing restrictions in other food aid programs like school meals and SNAP benefits. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Every month, the Stone family in Spring Arbor, Michigan is faced with a challenge, making use of 7 gallons of low-fat milk.
Which is a lot.
Even with a baby, a toddler, and a 7-year-old in the mix. Because mom Annie Stone says her growing kids need healthy fats. And besides,
who really wants skim milk? I don't know anybody who drinks skim milk.
But that's what WIC prescribes, because skim milk has less saturated fat. So Stone pays out of pocket for her family's preferred dairy and gets creative with the WIC allotted stuff.
So I have been making yogurt with that, but you have to add heavy cream to it.
For 7 years, Stone says WIC has taken the edge off her monthly grocery bill. She's grateful for the help. She recommends the program to friends, but warns them that their new shopping list will come with a learning curve.
So for example, 72 ounces of cereal. So it's not by boxes, it's by ounces.
And you know who doesn't have time to do math at the grocery store? Parents of little kids. Stone has mostly memorized the specific brands and amounts of food she can buy with her WIC card, but still.
Every time I go to check out, I cross my fingers and hope, I hope that's still applicable.
WIC is highly restrictive by design. It's meant to target specific common nutritional deficiencies in new moms and kids. Park Wilde, a professor of food and nutrition policy at Tufts, says there's evidence that approach works to promote, for example, healthy pregnancies and infant birth weights.
I mean, that's one of the most poignant health outcomes you could mention.
But for any food aid program, Wilde says restrictions to promote nutrition come with costs.
It could make the program less appealing to the clients, causing them not to participate in the first place.
About half of eligible families participate in WIC. That number drops to as low as a quarter when kids are too old to qualify for infant formula and parents have to navigate that hyper-specific grocery list. In 2020, more than 80% of eligible households took advantage of much more flexible SNAP benefits.
The program keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Angela Rashidi with the American Enterprise Institute says inflation has driven up SNAP enrollment and costs. And she says some lawmakers want to leverage the growing program to promote better nutrition, much like WIC.
If you're going to increase benefits, then you should also place expectations on what people are going to purchase with those funds.
Rashidi hopes to see funding in the Farm Bill for pilot programs to test out everything from a soda purchasing ban to a WIC-inspired specific food package for SNAP. Not everyone is convinced.
I think it's overly simplistic to think that restrictions will really move the needle.
Diane Whitmore-Schatzenbach, an economist at Northwestern, says a lot goes into buying food besides cost, like cultural preferences, allergies, how much time you have to cook meals.
How hard it is to feed your family, right? I've got 3 kids, and the number of dinners that all 3 of them like is a narrow set.
Whitmore-Schatzenbach favors financial incentives for buying healthier with food aid, though that tends to add to program costs. Annie Stone, the mom of 3 in Michigan, says the most useful part of her WIC allowance will increase when the USDA's changes go into effect. The $70 a month she gets to spend on fruits and vegetables with no other restrictions.
I love that part of the program. The ease of navigating that money is awesome.
Because she can choose the foods she knows her family will actually eat. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.